Ibiza Environmental Department investigating Katy Perry over possible damaged sand dunes in Lifetime's video. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 14, 2024. The Ibiza Environmental Department is reportedly investigating pop star Katy Perry over possible damaged sand dunes in the music video for her song Lifetimes. Ibiza claims Perry and her production team did not have the correct permits to film the pop star's music video on the Spanish islands, saying the last Friday night singer failed to request approval from its department for filming, according to a report by the Wrap. The local department for film, Ibiza's Department of Agriculture, said, "This case is a crime for environmental infringement," but said it is not a crime against the environment, given that the filming of photographic reports or videos is permitted with the appropriate permissions. In no case had the production company requested authorization from the ministry to carry out the filming, and that is why preliminary investigation actions have been initiated, the department added. In the music video, Perry is seen partying with friends partying on the coast atop sand dunes and cliffs around the islands of Ibiza and Formentera before eventually dancing at a beachfront club. Watch below. Ibiza authorities are concerned with the filming allegedly taking place in a restricted area of the Cispalmadora dunes, the Wrap reported. These roped-off dunes, which are a part of the Seychelles Natural Park, are reportedly a plot of land preserved for reasons of great ecological value to the islands. Moreover, the island is uninhabited and can be accessed only by a private boat, Daily Beast reported. Ibiza's government is now investigating whether any damage has transpired in the area of the prohibited sand dunes, the report added. The investigation comes 1 month after Perry was criticized after the release of her song, Woman's World, which fans saw as a cringy impersonation of a feminist song, Daily Beast noted. Perry is back with new music that, based on the instant thrashing it received on social media, reminds everyone exactly why they stopped listening in the first place, the outlet reported in July. The song reportedly features lyrics and a beat so devastatingly reductive that it could be the song is just plain bad, Daily Beast said. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X @ @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.